This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bread lovers out there, among whom I count myself, know of and have perhaps had breads from La Brea Bakery out in Los Angeles, available nationwide, I should say. La Brea turns 30 years old this year, and to celebrate, founder Nancy Silverton is back with a line of special edition breads. She started La Brea in 1989, eventually sold it, and has started and run a whole slew of restaurants since. There is a James Beard Award in there as well. So the other day, out to La Brea Bakery, we went to chat with Nancy Silverton.
Thank you for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Well, I imagine it's a little chaotic for you.
Well, a little chaotic because I'm leaving tomorrow for Italy for 6 weeks.
That's not terrible.
So the good and the bad of it
Right?
But it involves making sure that everybody knows what they're doing while I'm gone. And I'm also in the process of opening up two new restaurants. What a full-fledged restaurant, one sort of a quick serve. They're one by the end of the year, the next one in January.
So look, let me ask you, since you mentioned starting up new restaurants, are you an entrepreneur or are you a chef?
I'm neither. I'm a cook. And
is chef like a pejorative? Is that just a little highfalutin?
I don't know. You know, I'm so old school. I remember when I first started cooking.
Yeah.
And
you were a kid, right? This was like college or something?
Yeah. A little older than a kid, but in college. But my first sort of serious restaurant job where they gave me a button-down white jacket to wear, and I was like, wow, only chefs wear button-down white jackets. And I never wore one again, so there you go.
You like getting your hands dirty, I guess.
I like to get my hands dirty. I've got a small little empire. I have
Come on. You're like a force. This is radio. They can't see that eye, that side eye you just gave me.
I won't be self-deprecating, but I don't think of myself as an entrepreneur.
Fair enough. That said, you started some things.
I did.
In this town and in the world of food. Bread specifically, which we're going to talk about in a little while, but also just that idea, the kind of cooking you do, was new-ish.
New-ish, but I had my role models, you know, coming from California, especially up in Northern California, there were a handful of women that were such great cooks, and they really, even back in the mid-70s when I started cooking, they really defied what California cuisine was all about. And that was a style that I adopted and one that I've stuck through my whole career.
Does it feel like 30 years, by the way?
You know, it not only feels like longer than 30 years, just what La Brea Bakery has become. You know, the original bakery was a block further down where, you know, we baked. It sounds like a lot, but it really wasn't. If I said to you, we baked 1,000 loaves a day.
Sounds like
a lot, but that really, in the scheme of things, is not. Now we bake at our two bakeries, you know, one in Van Nuys and one in New Jersey, hundreds of thousands of loaves a day. So it's a little different. And so that part of it seems like, wow, and it all started here in this little space on La Brea.
Let me ask the business question. When did you realize that 1,000 loaves was not enough?
You know, quite early on. Not enough, meaning that the space was not big enough.
Space wasn't big enough. You couldn't, I mean, you have said you can't make money selling bread unless you're doing it at scale.
Well, yeah, we did have a wholesale business as well as the retail business. But very early on, we realized that we needed to move to somewhere a little bigger. You know, the style of bread that we do at La Brea Bakery, the flavor of it and its characteristics are achieved by long, long fermentation periods. So that means that the dough itself is taking up a lot of real estate. To make a lot of money in the bread business is to just, you know, churn those loaves out. But these need to sit. They need to sit and develop. And because of that, you can't, you need a lot of space.
What is it about bread? I mean, you were a pastry chef, and then you started La Brea, right? What is it about bread and that side of cooking?
I think it was Wolfgang Puck that told me taught me pretty early on in my career that the two most important parts of a meal is what you start with, which is the bread.
Sure, the bread and the butter, yeah.
And what you finish with, and that's the dessert. So I was lucky. I had my hands. I was the bookends of a meal, you know?
you, I think it was a talk you gave or something a number of years ago, in which it, you were talking to a group of women entrepreneurs, women maybe cooks, maybe not, and you said, you know, back when I started, there was a feeling that you had to do everything. You had to do everything. And there's a great picture of you with one of your kids who's a babe, I mean, tiny baby, and there you are filling out like a menu chart or something.
Yeah.
Right? You know the picture I'm speaking of.
I do, but yeah. I wonder when that was.
Well, you know, well, 30 years ago, plus or minus, right?
I have three kids, so it could have been any of them.
But, right? But the point is, yeah. It was challenging back
right.
then. You felt you had to do everything. Do you still think that women in this industry today feel like they have to do everything?
For me to let somebody else do something and back then, and me being critical of it, I only had myself to blame, right? And so in early stages of my career, it was very difficult for me to delegate. I wanted to really have my hands on everything and then be responsible for everything.
Right.
So I would give something to someone else to do, and I would watch them, and it's like, well, it's not quite square enough, or
right.
I really think it should go at this part of the plate. And so a lot of times it was easier just to do it myself. But it got to the point that either I had absolutely zero life, or I had to step back, delegate, realize that it wasn't always going to be exactly the way I would want it. But at least it was my choice, you know.
Have you made peace with that?
I have made peace with that until I don't make peace with it. Like when I go in and I see something has gone so awry, you know, then I'm like, and I pull my hair out.
But that's your kind of job now, right?
Yeah.
Quality assurance, right?
Yeah.
You're the keeper of the flame, as it were.
Yes.
Nancy, thanks a lot.
This is great.
Should you have the time and energy, we've got recipes for some of those La Brea Founders breads at marketplace.org.